Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you can fire that custom monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us. Good evening and welcome to the show. Okay, we got to go ahead and say it.
Yeah.
You said at the very end of the show last week. What did you say? Go.
Toledo.
Oh, Lord.
Omaha.
Yeah, I was waiting for that one.
Omaha. That's what it was.
I know.
I knew where you were going with that.
I don't think you did.
No, you blindsided me. That's okay.
I kind of like it when I do that. That's nice sometimes. Well,
blindside didn't work last night for the...
No.
For the Panthers, did it?
It kind of didn't. No.
Yeah, they were kind of...
Yeah, I know.
Michael Orr in the blind side was kind of off base last night.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Did you come up with it? It'd take you all day to figure it out?
No, I just thought of it right
there.
You're not
that good. There's no way you came up with it that fast. It's a ghost. I get it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You can hear a pin drop right now. That's all right.
Yeah, that's fine. Super Bowl was yesterday, so.
Like, I got blindsided.
Oh, I know. But, you know, I kind of, last week I wanted to say, too, because we were talking about, remember the QuickBooks got the small business, they did the commercial?
Yes.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you, I was like, there it is. There's that the Death Wish coffee.
Yeah, it was real good. And I heard you over there go, oh, that's the commercial. And I didn't even realize it until after they swallowed the ship. It was going down the guy's throat, and I went,
yeah,
oh,
well, at first
it's a coffee commercial.
Yeah, no, it's actually pretty smart.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty smart.
It was not quite as good as the monkey dog, whatever.
Puppy monkey baby. I can't even say it that fast.
That was so stupid. It was good.
I was actually a little freaked out.
I was real freaked out when it first came out.
Baby legs with
the
thing.
Well, then it started licking the guy's nose.
I know, and it had a tail. Oh, you remember Wizard of Oz?
At least it had a diaper on. I will give it that. At least it had the diaper on.
But you know what? You know what? They did their job. I'm just saying it's smart marketing because we're talking about it right now. Because it was...
We're talking about it.
Somewhat ridiculous.
That's exactly right.
Marketing.
It's like Omaha.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. Well, and you know, so remember that. When you're thinking about doing something smart, like a very catchy marketing thing for your business, you know, maybe sometimes the Stranger Things... Puppy, monkey,
and
baby.
I think some of the best ones are the chips. I mean, Doritos has great commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Cheetos, yeah. Daddy's Proud. Yeah.
I mean,
that's good.
I kind of liked the Ryansville with Ryan Reynolds. I'm not going to lie.
Don't blame you.
I was like, glued to the chat. I was like, everybody be quiet.
I just don't see, that guy's everywhere. I didn't understand how he did that.
It's magic.
I know he's talented, but
I know.
Mercy.
I know. I'd live there. I would live there. Yeah.
You just want to be in the car to look at him.
Yeah, I would.
That's all right.
I have liked him since Just Friends and probably way before.
I could say something right now, but I'm not going to on the air.
No, not on the air.
It's
Don't
a phrase.
Say it.
No.
So anyway, no, moving on now.
Darling.
Oh, Lord. Some people are going to go Google it now. Well, so anyway, you know, we talk about small biz I always say resolution. It's revolution. Like one
You're
day.
Still thinking about Ryan Reynolds. That's well, okay.
I'm probably
Good for you.
Not too far off. Hmm. But no, really cool community and the things that they're doing. You know, Robert Herjavec. with
I'm glad you say that, because you can really do it well, because I don't know if I could.
It makes me nervous when I say it, though.
Hurt your butt, get that
way. Moment, yeah. But they're doing great things with small business, and I even saw something they were having like locally near us with Georgia. Mm-hmm. But they put this on just today on Twitter, and it said, fill in the blank. Okay, you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Fill in the blank. Leadership is...
Or you want me to answer?
Yeah, blank.
Well, I would say leadership is for qualified people.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, I actually have a story on this later.
Okay. So no, you were prepared the entire time.
It was talking
time.
About training and everything. Oh, but, okay. No, I think leadership, that's a great, but, you know, things like that, they provoke you to think about what leadership is, what you should be as a leader, and what about people who lead you.
Right.
What about our country? You know, and we're going to talk. I'm going to talk a little bit later too about, you know, right. Should we run our business like the government? No.
Oh yeah.
Have I ever said? Can I say that again? Yeah. No. You would be out of business quickly.
Yeah, I know.
But it makes you, you know, that's a great. I like that because, you know, you're thinking. You know, it makes you ponder. Okay, what do I want a leader to be to me? So therefore, what type of leader should I be to someone else? And how do I become that leader I should be?
Right. Well, you know what my answer is?
What?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
I tweeted them back, and I said, and they liked it.
Yeah,
unless they were just pretending.
Did they fill it in with that one? They filled it in, and they really liked it.
I know.
If it didn't, then,
I know.
You know.
Well, my thing is about leadership, I think my fill in the blank is knowing that you can't do it all.
Very true. Unless you're the only employee you got.
Well, yeah, I mean...
then you have to.
Well, exactly, you get to that point. But I mean, even like some things that we've been talking about lately and people that we've talked to, I mean, even to the point where, like, you do too much, like, you get too big.
Oh, sure.
And then you keep, you know, it's like focus on those small, the few things that you can do and do them really great, you know. So that's all my whole thing. But one of theirs...
I think it's a great answer.
One of theirs on here was, leadership is not about what you can do. It's about building the platform for others to be able to succeed.
You know, I agree with that completely. But I will say, you know, I think you have to qualify that with, you know, what size business are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's different, you know, there's different seasons, there's different phases, there's different structures that you have to, different businesses. You know, what is your business structure? We talked about it many times. If you have someone that's, you know, a real good friend, you know, go into business with each other, you know, find your strengths. But I think that, I think that needs to be clarified because, you know, what, I think it would be a different answer for different size small businesses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that makes total sense.
I'm sitting on the fence on that one, but that's okay. Sometimes I can do that. It's our show.
I can tell.
No. So we can do that.
Yeah. Did you say our show or your show?
No, it's our show.
Okay.
I just
wanted to make sure.
You know, I'm just here.
I know. Well, you think, too, like leadership, I think a lot of it, like the captain of the team.
Well, sure, he's still part of the team,
right.
But he's the leader that they look to for whenever they win or they lose. Either the hero or zero. Oh, depends on the night, right? That's right. Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah, no, it's
you
very
know,
true.
Hey, it's your fault.
It's very true.
And it's hard being the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people like to sit on the back row.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people like to sit on the back row.
I was going to say something.
And in
else,
business, okay. They do this. Yeah, I know what you're going to say. But, you know, in business, people do that because they're afraid to take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
A leader is something that people, you know, look up to. They can despise. They can be jealous of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of different, you know, attributes that go with leadership that that can be some are positive, some are negative.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably more negative than positive.
Oh, I would agree for a leader.
We'll do a show next week. We'll get all the different.
Different what? That makes me nervous. Yeah. Whenever.
The attributes of being a leader.
Oh, okay.
And then you can tweet it back to small biz. Don't listen in. Yeah.
Yeah. According to Robert.
We'll
according to Robert is, yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Well, I can't imagine why they would at yeah. all.
Can't either.
Yeah.
I don't think I would, but. I'll say it. I'll go ahead and talk about it.
No, uh-huh. Well, you've heard about Shopify, right? Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Oh, my. You got to get with the program. But Shopify is one of those things. It's a platform for like online shopping, like to like a platform where you can do an online shop or anything like that. You know, yeah. whatever kind of stuff.
Is that like qualify?
They probably qualify people. I'd hope they would. That would be
the qualifying shoppers.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we've talked about them before. They really, it's really funny because about a year ago they launched something and they appealed to all businesses and different things, but they really, especially the last year, have kind of focused on small business. Mm. They said, we realize that we want to focus on the small business, not the bigger guys.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, they got smart.
Somebody got smart.
I know. So, but they have a ton of small businesses, but they've done this thing where they spotlight their stories. Mm-hmm. And of course we've shared different ones and everything, but they did this thing. They asked 40 different business owners their best pieces of advice of where they've stumbled and fallen and fell. I'm still thinking about Ryan
she
Reynolds.
She fell on that one.
Yeah.
It would be fallen.
Oh no.
That's okay.
And, so they
see
asked
what,
them,
this is why you need me. I know it's hard, but you have to admit that.
I know you go through withdrawals. The chicken has left the nest.
There it went. she's in the coop.
But anyway, when we come back, I'll tell you a few different things. It's kind of interesting to see how people across the boards, like what their thing is that, you know, they had falled at, whatever I just said. And I don't know. I think it's very interesting because everybody has a very different broad range of things.
I'm sure they do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, like for this one.
Well, give us one.
Okay.
Time.
My biggest recommendation for the new store owners is to figure out how they're going to acquire customers before jumping in and setting up every aspect of their business.
Wow. That was long.
You see why I was waiting?
I didn't know it was that long.
All right. All right.
All I got to say is, help, I've fallen. I can't get up. We'll be right back.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like Rocket Mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show.
Howdy.
I
thought you were talking to me.
No, I'm still trying to get over the fact that it looked like you were doing a hula dance, and I can't figure out what it was, that music. I don't.
I was just,
every time I hear that song now,
I was just getting situated in a seat before the show started.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Mom probably just did your head movement, like, to the side with the one dance, maybe, you know.
I have arthritis. I mean, you're picking on a handicapped person.
No. Please.
Go on with what you're saying.
Please. Well,
just go to the show.
Also, I want to say, if you want to learn more about us, you can learn more at businessbewareshow.com.
I don't think they want to.
I think they do. I think they like my soothing voice. and also, if you have any questions, which we're going to answer a few at the end of the show here, send them to Ashley at businessbewareshow.com. And also, don't forget, if you want to take it the show on the go, and actually there's a lot of other cool shows on BizTalk Radio, you can download the app. On their website, biztalkradio.com, or like iTunes and all that stuff.
And BizTV?
Yes, biztv.com. Yeah. Learn more. And when we went to break, we were talking about the Shopify, how they have like these small business stories.
I remember that now.
Oh, it's amazing.
It came to me.
It's amazing. It's that one dance move that you had that.
Yeah. That was a dance move. I was uncomfortable.
I was too, quite frankly. So they asked 40 successful business owners about their best piece of advice for, you know, the how they, like I quoted earlier, fault. Their bad fault, you know, and what they would do again, or, you know, anyway, to everybody else. And one of these is be very selective of who you hire into your company.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Talked about that many times.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to realize that a lot of times you will be with them more than your family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
And this one says,
because it's true.
Oh, no. Trial and error. You definitely learn from just doing. We have had our bumps in the road, but they have simply taught us lessons and new ways to do things. Now, how many times do you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you get run off the road.
Yeah.
The potholes you hit.
That's very true. They're not good. You know, and it makes me think today, I have to give a shout out to my new friend today, Stanley.
Oh, yeah, Stan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Stanley. And he made a comment today. I thought
I told
it was
you'd love him.
Oh, I know. I actually kind of want to shrink him and put it in my pocket. He's adorable. And, he was talking today, and he was talking about, you know, how people, like, at the wood that he's cutting for people. Mm-hmm. And he said he would have people from all over the place drive for hours. And he flat out goes, he's on the phone with them and says, "What? Are you kidding?" He goes, "There's sawmills up where you are. You're spending more time driving down here." And
yeah, I was turning business away.
Oh, I was dying. But he was like trying to teach these other people, like, you're wasting your time.
Well, he was
trying
to explain to them that, you know, under no certain terms, you're really an idiot if you're going to pass five sawmills to come to me. But that's okay.
You're an idiot.
He was pretty polite. I'm an idiot.
I know.
Oh, no, I'm indicted. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's where I get that from.
But Yeah, well, and you know, just even like talking to him today, like, you know, he's been there, done that with stuff, and so it's neat to like the people that you do come in contact with, because I'm a big proponent of especially listening to those that have been there, done that, because they got so much to offer. Now, they may have a different business than what you have.
Well, if you remember what he said, he was a he sold like a body shop,
paint
and stuff like that. Or I don't know if he owned a body shop or whatever, but or he may have sold the supplies to the people. I think he owned one, is what he was saying. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he was talking about the customers and the customer base. The customer base that came in, a certain select customer base, they were really hard to please. He said, I thought I was getting rid of all these idiots, and then, right before I retire, by the sawmill, and people are calling me up acting the same as they were, you know, before I was retired in my other business. And I was sitting there just laughing, giggling under my breath, you know, wanting to tell him, yeah, it's what we scream from the mountaintop. But he wasn't being real bad about it or vindictive about it or anything like that. He was really kind of laughing, saying, I wish I had known. But, you know, and I think he's the first one that said, or you may have said it, well, it doesn't matter. No, he did. He said, it doesn't matter where you go, what you do, they're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to follow you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So no matter what, you think you're gonna, your business over here, oh, I'm not going to deal with these crazy people. No, it's going to happen no matter
gonna
where
be a,
you go.
There's going to be a new group of crazy people. And that's okay. I mean, that's what it's all about. But you have to learn that, you know, what we say all the time is you have to learn that when you've got someone like that, then you get rid of them.
Right.
You don't put up with them. I'm sorry. It's just and he was saying that he didn't say it so many in the terminology we use of, you know, firing a custom monster,
mm-hmm.
but he had even an example of that back when he was in business. So it was quite the conversation.
Oh yeah.
That was pretty exciting.
Oh yeah. No, I made him a new friend.
Yes, you
definitely.
Did. In more ways than one.
Yes.
Well, speaking about bad customers. No, I'll save it for later. This just in.
It worries me.
Chipotle. They're back in the news. I think they're supposed to open up, I think it was today, by 3 p.m. And they had an estimated 50,000 employees in attendance to view a presentation that lasted more than an hour. So they had to postpone its reopening of the restaurants for 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
They were talking about different things. They were watching videos and... You know, and I can't believe they haven't done this before now, before they're supposed to open. And one of the statements in the videos was, if you're feeling sick, especially if you've vomited, whether at work or home, you need to let your manager or your field leader know right away. And they go on to say that if you vomit on the food that you're preparing in one of our stores, just fold it over and serve it anyway.
Are you serious?
You should see the look on your face.
Is this a joke?
No, okay. Yeah, that's a joke. The first of it said, you know, where you're feeling sick, you need to let your, you know, because they're talking about the E. coli and everything. You should have seen the look on your face.
I think I got you. Well, if they weren't already in bad press, this is really going to be like
it's gonna be
a nightmare. Oof.
And here's our disclaimer. I was joking. Okay.
Clearly.
So, now let me go on. As a peace offering, they, for the inconvenience of their customers, where they were all sitting there, 50,000 of them watching this video and talking about different stuff, they're offering a free burrito to people who text in the code to the company, I want a free burrito. Actually, it's supposed to text in rain check. But since they had this E. coli breakout, that's this has been their problem and everything. But I will say this, social media at its best. The CEO of Moe's tweeted out, they're still open. You got to love it.
That's pretty
good. When he found out that they were still closed and they were three or 4 hours, however long it was, until they're going to be open.
That's postponed. It.
He tweets out, come to Moe's, we're still open.
That's hilarious. Good for him. I mean,
I think I got to tweet out, Moe's knows.
Oh, I know.
Or do we know?
Well, that's the thing. Is like, I mean, if you see like, I mean, that's good marketing,
sure,
social media. I mean, come on, right there. That's awesome. So
give it to the guy, you know.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's,
that's a Donald Trump move right there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get what you...
You know, you shouldn't have told me that. I'm a sympathetic vomiter over here. That's why I was like making that face.
Just fold it over and give
these
it to
people them. Could be sympathetic vomiters like me.
All I got to say is you go Mo.
We'll be right back.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobetes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobetes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 90.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobetes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobetes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobetes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Talking about the food chain Chipotle, and during the break, I got a tweet from them, and they said that they were coming after Ashley. Didn't appreciate the things she said.
No. They said, are you okay, you sympathetic vomiter?
Exactly. Don't come to our store.
Oh, Lord. I know.
All right. You know, in our introduction, we're always talking about, everybody else is always saying the same way, you know, about business advice and giving you advice and everything else. Well, I found this story I thought you'd be interested in. I thought everybody else would be interested in out there. And I'm gonna go ahead and give them credit where credit's due. It's a story about encouraging your customer loyalty, and it's from businessknowhow.com.
Hmm.
Yeah, and they're saying it's an enthusiastic way. You know, some things that you need to know, and just some great tips for engaging with customers and share the love.
Hmm.
So they're spreading love everywhere.
Makes me think of Napa know-how, sorry.
Okay.
Maybe you know that commercial?
I've never heard in my life.
You've never heard?
Yes.
Okay. Lord.
Didn't sound like that. Actually, you sounded better. Anyway, for them, this is how you spread love. Is number one is you provide consistent support.
Hold their hand.
It's like a good pair of underwear. Number two, engage with blog content. I'm not going to read the description. Number three, promote. You about to get tickled over. Number three, promote authentic interactions. Now, I will read a little bit of this one because I like it. Happy customers deal with people, not computers. I can just see someone saying that, can't you?
Yes.
This is Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What's your favorite color?
Happy people do.
That's exactly right. Okay, number four, offer respect. Don't come on too strong with your sales pitches.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, sure it does. Number five, listen for feedback. Don't close your ears. Don't say I told you so.
It says
your small business should be looking for and processing feedback in everything you do.
That's
and
true.
Number six, I can't read my writing. Oh, offer special loyalty discounts.
Oh.
Now.
Which is true.
Can I say that if you're a small business owner and you don't know these six rules, you don't need to be a small business owner?
I was about to say, if you can't be authentic, then I don't really know what. And have respect.
Or provide consistent support. Now, I don't know about engaging with the blog content. But, you know, I don't understand where they come up with this.
Well, a lot.
Is it just the right to write
yes.
so they'll be on the internet? Or
yes. Well, there's a lot of people, I mean, think about it. I mean, they get to promote their business and they write these things. And
yeah, that's going in file 13.
A lot of, yeah.
I mean, that's.
Well, you know.
I can't take it anymore. There's really some. I mean, and this idiot wrote a book on this stuff.
How to make happy people? No, I'm just kidding. Well, I thought you liked that. Well, you know, I got a little funny for you. You know our buddy Mike McAllowitz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he did this thing, 15 stupid business ideas that are actually super smart because they're really making money.
Sure.
I've got a few for you.
Okay.
If I can do it without laughing.
Don't laugh.
So, okay. One of them. Infidelity light detector. Says, I'm wondering if hanky panking is happening on your couch or bed while you're away. This black light system finds out any leftovers. It's light. Did you not?
Beep.
Dog.
Beep.
Dog.
Beep. Oh, dog, I thought you were still on that one. Oh.
Dog do ornament.
The size depends on your breed. I'm sorry. Mercy. You got to tell me about the stuff where you throw it on me like this.
I can't even read the rest of that one.
Yeah, you probably don't need to.
Oh, Lord. There's a...
Help me.
Flagellants deodorizer.
That's okay.
Oh,
that's a matchstick.
Lord. I don't... I can't even read some of this.
Can I ask one question, though, about the dog dude? How do you get the hook in it to put it on the tree?
Oh,
or do they put it like under the tree, like it's, you know? Oh, look at the worm! It's laying right there.
Is this what better?
It's all corn.
I can't. Okay, I gotta like move on from that. No, I'll give it to you. Okay, it says. Like dead air. It says, what's better than frosted dog do?
Do what?
What's better than frosted dog do?
I don't know.
I'm done because my eyes are watering. And this is, yeah. Woo.
Put a little bling
anyway,
on it.
My whole point is that never think that, you know, you can't succeed with some businesses. My eyes are watering.
Our eyes are watering now.
Ooh, yeah, so mercy. Anyway. I thought that, you know, Mike Michalowicz, leave it to him to come up with the...
Well, he's always a toilet paper entrepreneur. There you go, you know.
Well, in his sense of humor anyway. So when I read that, I thought, I have got to share this. I couldn't stop laughing. But anyway, there's probably like 15 to 20 of them, yes. And so anyway, if you ever think that you have a good idea...
You need to put a link on our...
Oh, my gosh. For that. I'm hurting.
Wow. I think we'll do a follow-up next week on that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. We'll be more prepared this time.
Oh, yeah.
We'll actually have some pictures for TV.
No.
Yeah. Give us one more. Come on. One more.
One more?
Yeah,
oh
one more.
Oh, my God.
I'm enjoying this.
Square watermelons.
They
grow? I'm not going to read a few of these because these are actually pretty vulgar. Geese police. They control your Canadian geese problem.
I'm going to tell you something. If you got geese problems, remember we had it at the church one time where I had to get the, you know, the mm-hmm. geese out of there? Ooh, mm-hmm. Lordy.
Oh, yeah.
my solution was a 12-gauge shotgun until a log got called on me. But there was some dead geese. They got to me.
Oh, yeah.
But they're messy.
Oh, yeah.
And mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, there's other ones like popping bubbles, you know, like the stuff you pop, like. I saw a little kid the other day when I was picking up some boxes. And
oh, yeah, the bubble wrap.
Well, now you can put one on your keychain and just keep popping it always. Mm. That would be a fun one.
I'm going to give that to the person I don't like for the kids for Christmas.
I know. There you go.
I'm glad we talked about something funny because the next story is going to be kind of depressing. So say one of those. We may want to hold on to those for later.
Oh, yeah.
I found this... story on the internet. I thought it was pretty interesting. We're talking about the presidential campaigns and everything and the government. And, you know, all you hear now is talk about how much money we spend, how much money we should spend, how much we shouldn't spend, cut taxes, raise taxes, you know, the list goes on. There's some people even talking about, socialism and, you know.
All the above.
Yeah, I don't want to go into all that.
That's
right
a whole
now. So
yeah.
That's a whole different, that's like a, I don't know. You know, like a quarterly radio show.
Oh, yeah.
NFIB, which we really like, they put out some really good stuff, and they're for, you know, their name is National Federation of Independent Businesses, and they're like lobbyists that, you know, they help the businesses, small businesses, with the government legislature.
Right.
And so anyway, Dawn Starnes, the state director, which I think is Louisiana, I believe this story was, she was quoted as saying, our members understand the value of necessary services provided by the state government, but They also believe the legislature and Governor Edwards, I think it is L.A., should follow the example of small businesses and learn to live within their means. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Could you imagine our government that spent less money than it took in?
Oh, no, I really can't.
Well, let me give you some fun facts here. The federal budget. Washington spent nearly $3.5 trillion in 2014 while collecting nearly $3 trillion. So guess what that means. All you math wizards out there, means half a trillion dollars we're in the hole.
Wow.
It goes on to say. It gives you some fun facts here. Some of the things that where the money goes. Of course, Social Security is huge. National defense, income, security, Medicare, health. A lot of these, you know, if you look at these, a lot of these are health insurance and related things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Big dollars. Where did every dollar go in spending? 49% went to major entitlements, what I'm talking about, Social Security, Medicare, things like that. 20% income, security, other benefits, 18% for national defense, and 6% for net interest. In other words, our interest, our country's broke because we're having to pay interest on our money we borrowed to pay the bill.
Imagine that.
Small businesses, they need to learn from us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Napa know-how!
Right now at Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. I think we finally regained our composure.
I've recovered. Oh.
Each week, you know, we used to have a segment called Stuck on Stupid. We kind of try to work that in the program now at different times instead of having, a segment for that, dedicating everything.
Yeah.
Because we kind of...
It's just kind of fun off the cuff. Like,
yeah.
I literally found that off the cuff.
Yeah.
And I thought, well,
absolutely. And so...
But I couldn't get over the dog... Do ornament.
You know, it's really funny you said off the record.
Off the cuff.
Oh, I thought I said off the record.
No.
Because I thought I heard you say off the record. Maybe because I was reading it right here.
Probably.
Have you ever thought about where phrases originate from? Different phrases?
I thought
really cool.
Buddy the Elf came out with everything.
Well, he did. He did. He came with a lot of them ever since 2012, whenever that was done, whatever. But phrases, like... The one I'm talking about is off the record. Have you ever heard someone say off the record?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of politicians say off the record.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say.
Yes, that's usually where you hear it
Usually when
something.
Their mic isn't cut off. Yeah, off the record.
Off the record. In the old days, I'm off the record. Well, this, I love to hear, where these things originate from. Off the record came from, it's an American phrase, and began to be used in the 1930s. The first... record of it was when President Franklin Roosevelt in North Carolina newspaper, I believe it was November 1932, said that he was going to talk off the record, that it was mighty nice to be able to talk off the record for a change. So here again, politicians.
Hmm.
So that's where it came from.
That makes sense.
1932. The other one I've got is Dog Do Peekaboo, and it originated in 2016 on the Business Beware Show by Ashley. Dog Do Peekaboo.
Oh, God. Please don't make me get worked up again. I couldn't even breathe last segment on that with them.
I thought, just to remind you of what you were talking about before.
I know. Mike Michalowicz, leave it to him, seriously. I expect no less from him to come up with things like that, or to find things.
He's the man.
Shall we say?
Dog Do Peekaboo.
I know, yeah. Well, and also, I got to give him a shout-out, too. Like, you say Mike Michalowicz, we know him. But one of his first books was The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
which, was a very, very good book, So, anyway.
Yeah.
Just saying. So, of course, jokes with them. Know what I mean?
That wasn't in there, was it? I don't remember that.
The
that. No, that.
No.
The what you read.
Oh, no, no, no. In the book?
Yeah.
No. Okay. That was something he just did, yeah.
I don't remember that. Okay. It should be a whole chapter, to tell you the truth.
Oh, should. Yeah. Well, we got time for a few questions, which we got quite a few. But you know what? We'll go
with... Is this Dear Robert?
Sure.
It used to be.
Okay.
I think I've been demoted.
Okay, yeah.
It's not Dear Robert anymore.
Okay.
It's whoever I answer them.
Okay. Well, here. This one is from Brent from Chicago. It says, I'm thinking about starting up a business while I currently work at my day job. I don't feel like I can just quit and dive right into starting it without a solid income and benefits coming in. Am I wrong for that? And or do you have any advice to offer?
I say quit your day job, sell everything, and invest in the company and just hope you're okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what a lot of people do. And they really shouldn't do that. You know, it's great because a lot of people, we were talking about that today, actually,
yeah.
You know, about how many times have hobbies, ended up becoming a good business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, Stan was talking about today that, he just started that just to help, really bought a sawmill so he could cut the boards and do some lumber for around his farm.
Mm-hmm.
And people found out about it, and all of a sudden he said, I can't keep up. I think it's now he and his brother and his
cousin,
that's mm-hmm. right, yeah, his cousin, and I should remember that because his name's Robert, but it's the three of them. Of course, the only thing is, I think Stan was the youngest one. He's probably 70 years old, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
I would think, you know, probably about 70 years, 68 or 70, something like that, and
right.
He was the youngest one,
mm-hmm.
So I think they kind of have gotten in that routine of they're going to do it whenever they want to,
mm-hmm.
And I don't blame them a bit.
Yeah, so that's what you say is...
I don't blame a bit. That's what I'm saying.
No, quit your day job.
No.
Jump in.
I would say a lot of people do that, but, you know, the best thing to do is take it slow. You know, because if you, it's what we're talking about today with Stan. As soon as you start doing that pretty much full time, it's not fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun like it used to be. So remember that, all you out there listening to us, you know, when you do something part time, you know, more times than not, it's fun. You're
right.
Doing it because you're not making that great of money at it. Sometimes you may be making okay money, but it's more fun.
Right.
But when you got to do it every day in and out, it ain't fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it becomes a job.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, a lot of people do that where they keep the day job and they keep, you know, to make sure that, you know, because not every idea, I mean, granted, we just read some of the dumbest business models out there possibly that
sure.
I've ever heard of, but and they're working. I mean, they're really selling this stuff, so I don't know, you know what I mean? But
like the pet rock back whenever you were a kid.
That's true. Oh, the hermit crabs, you remember those?
Oh,
I think stunk. I remember that, but
it's because they died.
I know. Well, I didn't know that as a kid. I just thought they stunk. But okay, this one is from Nate in Tampa. It says, what is the best way to tell a customer that you no longer want them as your customer anymore? I'm scared of this answer.
As a great Donald Trump would say, you're fired. You know, when you've got someone that, if you're a small business owner and you've got someone that you know in your heart that you don't need to have as a customer, there's no question. Get rid of them. Fire them. I mean, you know, and while you're at it, fire the one next to them. I don't know. You know, just...
It's
fun.
Friday.
Have some fun with it, just, you know. Just go with it.
I know.
You know.
I tell you what.
Quit your day job, sell everything, and fire all your customers. What are you going to do?
I know. I know. And create a dog do. Ornament.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Exactly.
That's probably what it is. He probably got upset, and
maybe
there he was.
I know. Well, I think that's one of the things people always like. Even ask me, they're like, "You can really do that?
You can do anything that you want to. If it's marketable." Some of the stuff you read earlier, I don't know about being marketable, but you know,
well,
a lot
like,
of people buy stuff that I'm, there's a lot
no,
of people
no, no,
buy
no.
stuff
I'm
I would
talking
buy.
About like firing a customer.
Oh, yeah,
people
you
are
can
just
fire
surprised
a
that you can do that.
I think, you know, last week we were just saying, I think every year you should take your bottom 10-20% of your customers that you make the least amount of money on and fire them, get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll be a better business. There's a lot of people out there going, I can't do that.
Oh,
I want
so
to have money. I guarantee you do that, and you'll be the happiest person in the world, and your employees will be too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I
guarantee you.
The more people you talk to that have actually done it, and they've been through it, and they go, oh, yeah, that was a lot better.
They just didn't understand the terminology of firing a customer. They just thought, oh, I let a customer go. Oh, I just don't do anything for them anymore.
Right. Exactly.
Same thing. Just have fun while you're doing it.
Exactly.
All right. Y'all have a good week. We'll see you next week.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.